Okay, we'll call the Tuesday, August 10th, 2021.
This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, Yorkville City Council meeting order? That's fine. Oh, you know, I can't see Peterson, that's only in case he has like a motion wants to make. One motion.
I hear the light is on.
We'll call the meeting to order, and we will start with the pledge of allegiance, please. Seaver, why don't you start?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next, this is where you come in. Roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Wilshewski.
Here.
Clocher.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Awesome, thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate everyone coming. I have no amendments to the agenda. We have no presentations, although Bart will be talking a little bit later about the building updates and the water updates. And that's really why I was here. I know you're like, what the heck are we doing here? I just, because we're going to make some decisions here, I want to keep it fresh in front of us. And the water one obviously may or may not have some real time constraints. So, no public hearings. Are there citizen comments on anything on the agenda? No comments on the agenda from the citizens? Ms. Wilshewski, do I hear you make a motion to approve the consent agenda? Second by Mr. Koch, and that's for bills totaling $1,402,338.01. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Wilshewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Clocher.
Here.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Very nice, thank you. So under mayor's report, just a couple quick things. Again, as I think I mentioned last time, that we will be doing hometown days. So if anyone asks anyone, we're doing it. And I know it's a little early, but hey, nice hot storm. And let's think of the fall will cool down. We will be doing trick-or-treating on Sunday, October 31st. That's Halloween. Just like last year, we'll be going 3 to 7 this year. So I'm getting that out there. Exciting stuff. And the final thing I have under the mayor's report. And this one, Jackie, I'm sorry, let's take about 30 minutes. So just, you have to bear with me. Rob, oh, there you are, Rob. Rob has started having some conversations with Spear Financial, our bond consultants. We have some bonds where we look at refinancing. There, what are they, 4 years left on the bonds?
Correct.
Yeah, so we're thinking maybe, what, September, October, we'll bring that forward?
Yeah, the process takes place at the beginning of December.
Yeah, so we're hoping maybe if it doesn't make sense to refine, we won't, but right now it looks like there could be some savings. So it's something that if we can save money and refinance bonds, we'll do that. So I have nothing else under the mayor's report. Is there anything under public works?
No report.
Anything under EDC?
No report.
Okay, I don't think so. Public safety?
No report.
Admin?
No report.
Park board. Tim, did you have anything you wanted? You had a few things going on. Anything you want to talk about?
The other thing is I just wanted to thank the police department for their national night out event last week. We had a great attendance and a great event. Looking forward to growing this in future years with them.
You know, that's a great point. That was the weather was fantastic. There was just a wonderful turnout. And the staff, Cook. Hey, Cook, how many hot dogs, Jim, do you know? You probably knew you weren't there.
They had 150 donated, they had to go back and get more.
Yeah.
So I probably posted 200.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great turnout. The weather was fantastic. It was a good time. I appreciate it. And then,
yeah, they did. It was by far the biggest national night out. It was a great event they put on, so they did a great job this year.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And Tim, I know you said you're going to continue to work on a different note with the Legion on some different events too, correct?
Yeah, well, we've got, we'll announce hometown days, the final schedule events this week. We're just wrapping that up, and then we've got the Oktoberfest, and then some really neat things for our holiday celebration this year.
Perfect. Perfect, thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission, Christy, anything for us?
No report.
Okay. City Council members, anyone?
I had a question for Tim.
Sure, go ahead, I'm sorry, Jason. Please.
Is the National Night Out, or maybe the chief can answer this, is it typically the same night the county has there?
Yes, and the chief can answer more. Usually it's the same the first Tuesday in August, and it's all police departments throughout the nation do it.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
But the chief can speak on that more. I hate to step on his toes.
Nope, hit it. Nail right on that.
You stepped on his toes already. It's too late.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Great job.
Yeah, thank you. City Clerk's report?
No report.
We love your motion, Chief. Fantastic.
The one
motion, yes. Okay. Community and Liaison reports. Anything? Oh, I'm sorry. I saw him here first.
I attended the 30 years of Home Plate Hot Dogs. He's been selling hot dogs for 30 years.
It's crazy.
So I've been buying hot dogs there for 30 years now. It was well attended. Lines as usual, hard to get. So.
Were you in your diapers when you were getting your first hot dog there?
No, close, but.
How about this time?
Close again.
Jeff Keenan, I see here. And that's amazing, though. It really is, because I remember seeing them like on days, on the weekends, hot weekends, where maybe they would relax after they sold hot dogs. I might run into that. So.
Yesterday, I attended the library board.
Quick meeting. Did you say quick meeting? So, how about the maintenance issues? Did that take an hour and a half or 2 hours? The discussion on maintenance issues?
No.
No, good. Dan, that's all it took for you just to quit going and the maintenance issues.
They're just a bad thing.
They were concerned about the attorney in the room. Notice how this can be a quicker meeting without our attorney here.
Attorneys only make things more difficult.
Excellent, thank you. Other liaison reports or community reports? Staff report, anything? Anyone looking around? Nope, okay. Mayor's report, and we'll just call this the Bart report now because Bart has some things that he would like to discuss, or I would like him to discuss, maybe that's more appropriate.
Thank you. There are a couple of memos in the packet for the city building update and the water update. There's only a couple pieces of new information since Thursday when I put out the packet. So I'll start with the building update. The first paragraph of the Prairie Point update is unchanged. We're still going over a bunch of different options for making a cost-effective building within our budget and trying to figure out what the bid package is going to look like along with the floor layout so that we can walk everybody through it before we ask you to certify it and go out to bid. So that is still on the schedule, hopefully for the next city council meeting for you to review it. You can vote on it in that meeting if you want to, but there's no other options or on the table. So probably that first meeting in September is kind of pending for a vote of approval. And then on the public works building, we did meet at the CAT building, or the veterans or the voluntary action center up in Sycamore. Took a look at their fleet maintenance building, their admin building, figure out where the potential synergies are with our public works building. We did identify a few different categories that we think we probably can share, or we can build and they can use if they pay us type of a thing. So that's all still being discussed and worked out. We did not wrap up all of our internal staff discussions, though, so there are still discussions related to fleet maintenance that have to occur with our Parks Department and Public Works Department. Those are scheduled for next week, so hopefully after that, we begin the planning process, concept drawings in earnest, and then talk about those publicly when they're ready. So back to the Prairie Point building. So there is some nice 3D renderings of the first floor public lobby and the third floor city council chambers, along with a bird's eye view of the false wall that the architects are proposing for kind of the backdrop to the city council dais on the third floor. And while these aren't set in stone, we would be marching in this direction if everybody likes kind of the aesthetic standards and layout. And so we want your feedback. We've talked about different, or we've seen council diocese and how you can conduct city council discussions, where the audience sits, where the staff sits, etc. And so what we've got here is kind of the default, similar setup to what we have now. And then you've got all the nice 3D drawings with ceiling tiles, different color schemes, etc. So in general, what is shown on the drawing is probably within our budget, what we're going to propose. So there shouldn't be any issues there, here or there. It should be generally in line. And so we're looking to get any feedback that anybody has.
Can I go first?
I'm not a fan of the wall, to be honest with you.
The lobby or the wall?
The wall.
The wall, okay.
It's you know, the three windows, I get why you might put the sun issues or something, but I just put a permanent wall in front of those three. I don't know, it's just, to me, it's going to make a, leave what's somewhat of a crowded room even seem smaller and more congested. That's just was my thought at first stage.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Jackie?
Could you reverse it?
The dice behind the windows?
So that you can get those windows? Because I agree with you. It's a very comfortable room with the low ceiling.
Yeah.
And not being able to be up there, but it's a very comfortable.
Yeah, we can try. I think the challenge there is that the existing entrance to the room is in the, what we call it, the southeast corner, but it's not southeast. It's like the lower right hand corner when you're looking at the normal drawing. The one that's in the middle would be in the upper left hand corner. So you would have to position the dais in a way that you felt comfortable with people walking in the room, or you know, walking past the dais or changing the entrance.
Or if that just looked like that would do it the long way.
Yeah.
You know, do it the wall where sinks that wall.
Yep.
Direction.
Yeah, we talked about that too. I know it came up in a couple of people's meetings with the architect, you know, that to preserve kind of the view for city council that way your backs aren't to the windows. To kind of make it to the side that way everybody can enjoy the meeting. So that's something we can take a look at too if enough people want us to.
Other thoughts? Mr. Funkhauser.
Yeah, just kind of reiterating this, the wall in order to create the glare or to reduce the glare. I noticed between the two, it looks like there's lines that probably come down from the blackouts. Unless they're perfect, that you're not going to black it out, you're going to have. It's not going to look like a rendering. It's going to have a layer coming through those. There's also the hallway coming off to the side, which you're going to get a lot of glare coming through. So it's a challenging room. It is a lot smaller. It looks a lot bigger in the rendering that way. It really is. Perspectives can do a lot to look nice. What's the capacity of the room that we have compared to our capacity? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Off the top of my head, I don't know the capacity number. Size dimension wise, the room is generally this room plus a hallway behind it, so it's like an 8-foot hallway behind it. So, so it is about the same room capacity.
But I think it's a little over capacity because obviously the dais is a bit better because we're showing the expanded capacity of dais for staff and additional board placement. So, then the other thing to know is overall capacity, are we compromising something there. Functionally, it seems like it flows, but we have some issues with it in terms of the lighting, size, and those kind of things that I'm just so concerned with. What might seem some other options on there.
Okay.
And then, while the front lobby, they're attractive to a point, but they do seem rather sterile.
Okay.
Clean lining, but just doesn't seem to have a lot of it. It's just pretty neutral, which I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but maybe there's a way to add a little more to it.
Sure. Hawaiian shirts, perhaps?
Hawaiian shirts?
I love that. You know, before I was married, my kitchen theme, the colors were orange, yellow, and red, just kind of a tropical theme. I had a Hawaiian shirt that used to fit me. I think I might still have it. That was hanging on the wall. I had a couple of toucans hanging on the wall. So I kind of liked it. I liked that a lot. Jackie.
I do like the look of the wall behind the dais. It's nice and clean. But I have to kind of agree with Chris on how that looks. It kind of looks like a
okay.
Yeah, it's a we're missing two. We're missing the city hall front lobby as well as the police, which the police, don't be offended, but it's a very institutional facility and they clean simple lines. I think we're hoping to incorporate both of them. You know, there's some wood within the two photos, but it's not a lot. It's not as warm as, it's not as rich as what you would see in the chamber room, that back wall, but I don't know if there's a way to maybe do something.
Good. Other comments? None? Okay. Bart, what else do you have on that?
That was it for the building updates. I will take that comment back to the architects. We'll see what we can do as far as drawings and layouts and give people a couple different options to think about.
So before you go to the next item, I lied. I do have one additional thing. And Rob, I think, no, we haven't had a city council meeting since then, so you got the, last week you received the May sales tax numbers, and they were up over May of last year. We had our best month ever, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so knock on wood, things are still positive from, you know, a financial standpoint as far as the communities go. So I just want to get that out there, just so everyone's aware, and if you maybe already aware, but not going to worry again. So thank you, Mark, continue.
Okay, so that's it for buildings. Does anybody have any other questions on buildings before we move on? Great. On the water study, there are a couple new pieces of information from what I put in the packet. So Joliet did clarify with us that they anticipate that their numbers for our proposal to connect will be finalized on Friday. So they're basically handing it over to us and saying we're done with it. So it's unclear to us whether they still want us to keep it confidential for a few weeks for whatever reason, or if they're okay if we just start talking about it publicly. I will say internally, between the managers for Montgomery, Oswego, and me, we've talked about it and we have thought that our staff probably need at least two, probably more like 4 weeks to be able to dive into those figures and be able to talk about them publicly. So there is a discussion internally about whether we want to just release those and then give you the analysis a few weeks later, or if we want to just you know, withhold that for a little bit and then give the full package all at once, so there's not too many questions at the same time. So that is the update. And then additionally on Friday, there's a meeting for attorneys to review legislation related to joint action water commissions, so JAWAs. So we're going to review that in the context of the Joliet decision, give them some feedback on the actual legislative proposals, and that they're, I'm assuming they're going to take that feedback, produce some actual documents, and then file them with the state for a veto session, which is going to be October and November of this year. So we'll see what happens there. So those are my updates.
So Mark,
questions? Yep.
Yeah, just another thing on the Gillette. The biggest decision we're going to be making this year, it needs to be this year, is whether or not we call Joliet, correct?
Correct.
And what is that time frame again?
They expect us to give them a thumbs up or thumbs down on connecting to Joliet by the end of the calendar year.
So if we are going to go with Joliet, and this again is, I think we alluded to a little bit last time, we don't have a ton of time to consider, but if we're going to go with Joliet, we're going to make a decision by the end of this year. If we don't go with Joliet, we don't necessarily have to make a decision, you know, December, January, February, March, but I'm surely not going to, if you all say we don't want to go to Joliet for whatever reason, I'm not going to just, you know, throw this in the closet. We need to continue to have this conversation and make decisions. But that's really the urgency is the Joliet issue on this. So I just want to keep that in front of everyone. I know it could put us in, you know, a real crunch if it comes down and it's a real tough decision. Maybe we'll come back early. Maybe Joliet will be substantially less and we like the arrangement, or maybe it'll be substantially more and we don't like the arrangement and maybe the decision will be easy. I don't know that either way, but just, I want to keep that in front of y'all. So, Chris?
Let's make the Joliet decision. We're going to get those numbers. We'll have the ability to have all options, costs, and that discussion. So that we're not just focusing on, do we or don't we like Joliet? We're looking at all options at the same time. So it's kind of pressing all that, looking at all that information, and deciding, do we take them off the list? Okay, we'll have all that.
Yes.
So I want to make sure.
Yeah, it's not going to be bid price is not going to be exact, but it'll be ranges, and I think you'll be able to see the relative value between all three options.
Does that incorporate some of the potential cost increases that we'll have to put out there for residents for all the different options, as well as the fees that we have to be putting out there, so I have all that information?
Yes, fair. That is the goal.
Mr. Cole.
So do you feel, is Delay going to like offer us a joint proposal and a sole proposal with Yorkville, or how do you see that working out? It'll be Oswego, Montgomery, and Yorkville all together or all not. So, okay. So there won't be a specific Yorkville thing. Our very early analysis is that it's not cost effective for us to run one pipe from Joliet just to Yorkville. It's only cost effective if the three of us split it.
Okay, I didn't know if that was ever put out there, that it's a joint effort. I mean, I thought that there was some talk about
the only option we would consider doing our own is Fox River.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's the direction we're going to take. To run, as Bart said, to run a pipe to Joliet or to DuPage Water Commission just for one town, it's just too cost prohibitive.
Well, I just didn't know if that's what Joliet's quote, if they're going to be quoting a three-town deal. We're operating as a region that probably the same incentives and efficiencies that work for one of us are going to work for all three of us. So
hypothetically, if one of the towns said no, then what happens?
Then it probably does not make economic sense for us to partner with Joliet.
Yeah, but that might be true with DuPage too, for example.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in Fox River, we could do a joint Fox River, or we could do it individually. And again, we're still talking. My guess is whatever we do, we'll do jointly. It makes more sense for all of us to work together. So, over here, anyone? Did I see a hand? Nope. Seaver, Matt, either of you have?
Can I ask my question? One said no.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, anything else on the water then?
Nope.
Is Brad out here? Did he have anything he wanted to add? Brad, I know I put you on the spot earlier. Did you have anything else, or did we cover it okay?
Hey, good evening, everyone. Nothing else to add at this point in time, but certainly quite a bit of material coming in toward the end of August, and September and October will be pretty heavy with the water discussion.
So these shorter, easier meetings probably aren't going to last through the rest of the year.
Probably not.
Okay. Just the time for the holidays. Okay. I have nothing else on this. Is there any additional business? Are there any citizen comments? No executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Aye.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Here.
Oh, that's supposed to be a
The report.